Blog Talk Radio.
ThinkBigRadio.com
for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Make sure you visit www.thinkbigradiohost.com. That's www.thinkbigradiohost.com to learn more about your big thinking hosts and how their networks and businesses can assist your goals. Without further ado, let's get this Big Thinkers interview started.
Hi, I'm Elaine Seth, your host for tonight, and tonight's guest is the magnificent Sherry Giddens. Sherry, are you there?
I am. Hello, Elaine.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. But before we get started, let's make sure everyone knows how to reach you.
Okay. I can be reached by my personal website, which is www.sherrygiddensonline.com. I'm also available for booking and speaking engagements with Sports Celebrity Marketing. The president is Paul Cartwright, and he can be reached for booking for me at 954-330-6362. For super weight loss products, my products can be located at www.applepatchdiet.com/SG93999. And for online personal training with Sherry Giddens, you can find me at www.fitnessgenerator.com/Sherry Giddens.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for giving our listeners a multitude of ways to reach you, and you are so diverse. Sherry, you've graced the cover of a multitude of fitness magazines. You're an author, lifestyle coach, trainer, and mentor, and you also have such an amazing story to share.
Yes.
If you would tell us, how did you first find your passion in fitness?
Well, believe it or not, my passion started very early in life. As a little girl, my dream was to be famous. And my father was very much into getting me into different sports and dance and exercise classes. And he used to challenge me, racing me down the street. And believe it or not, I think I was probably 7 years old. I was going to a Christian school at the time, and I used to beat all the boys in my class.
Wow.
So I started fitness early on, but I went through some troubling years in my adolescence period, and I got into a depressed time, went through, you know, my parents divorcing, and I began to use food as a tool to, you know, to deal with life and to feel comfortable in my skin. And mm-hmm. I still had that deep desire to be famous. And so I ended up getting married at 19, and my husband was stationed in Europe, in Germany at the time. And I was really bored, and he was gone all the time, so I used to go to the gym on the military base. And one day, the coach of the Army powerlifting team came up to me. I was about 20 years old, and he came up to me, and he says, "Hey," he says, "have you ever been interested in weightlifting?" And I said, "Have I ever?" You know, 'cause my goal was to be, you know, famous and beautiful and thin, and I had these great dreams of wanting to be a model in the magazines. And believe it or not, I was really heavy and overweight at the time, and I started competing all over Europe against the Germans, lifting very heavy weight. So that's originally how I got involved in fitness. And
now, are you saying you first started off in powerlifting?
I did.
Wow.
Yes. Could you imagine me lifting really heavy weights?
No.
I know. Everybody says that when they see me now. They're like, "I could never imagine you being a competitive powerlifter," but I was. I remember the heaviest squat I ever did is I squatted 340 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. And what was your weight at this time?
My weight at the time was about 180.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was fairly heavy at the time. But it was fun. I mean, I competed all over Europe, and I won several powerlifting meets in my weight class. But I still had that inner desire to, you know, to pursue fitness and bodybuilding and eventually figure.
Right. And how did you make that transformation from powerlifting to the bodybuilding fitness arena?
Well, my first husband was a bodybuilder, and he was in the military. And one of the things that he had always, you know, done to me was he gave me a lot of emotional abuse, because his whole idea about love and affection and the real you was how beautiful you were on the outside. So part of me, you know, was struggling to meet up to this expectation, you know, because I thought, well, if I can reach this goal for him, then I'm going to finally be loved and accepted. And so, you know, several years went by, and I realized that, you know, that wasn't really what I wanted. And I ended up getting a divorce, and later on ended up meeting somebody that was heavily involved in the bodybuilding and fitness industry. He was a pro bodybuilder himself, but his idea at the time was to get there the fast, easy way. And because of where I was in my own mindset at the time, you know, once again, I was struggling to meet up to the expectations of the world rather than who I really was on the inside.
And right, so, a lot of us can relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, at that particular time in my own mindset and my own consciousness, I thought, you know, reaching the top was being perfect and reaching up to the expectations of other people. And so eventually I had originally said that I would never get involved in drugs and steroids, and this particular boyfriend that I had at the time was heavily involved in you know, supplying drugs and steroids to the professional bodybuilding industry. And so okay. In a very short time I began to, you know, feel pressured to, you know, be better than I thought that I was, and I started using methamphetamine and steroids.
Together?
Yes, and what ended up happening was, is very quickly I began to lose touch with who I was. I mean, the bottom line is that I became who I was not. I mean, on the inside I was very sweet, and had always wanted to be of service to others and wanted to share, you know, whatever I had to share with other people. But, you know, I had gone through these periods of my life where I didn't think I was good enough and I didn't think I was worthy. And so I attracted people into my life that, you know, lived from the same mindset. And so eventually what ended up happening was I slipped down to a 100-pound skeleton.
And from 180 to 100 pounds.
Yes, and it was very tragic, and it was very sad, because the people that were around me, my family mostly, and other people, began to tell me that, you know, I was slipping and I was very, very thin, and of course, you know, I couldn't see it. I, you know, every time I would look in the mirror, I would see a fat, overweight girl. Because I was listening to the programming. I was listening to that old programming inside of me that didn't serve me. And what it did is it caused self-doubt in me. It caused me to believe that, you know, I wasn't okay, that I wasn't whole, perfect, and complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what ended up happening was, and I tell people this very honestly because I want other people to learn from what happened to me. But what ended up happening was I began to slip down to, you know, thinner and thinner, and I couldn't see who I really was. And so I knew that I was getting close to death. I knew because I had had certain events that began to happen in my life, different signs and people that I had known previously who, you know, would show up and they would tell me not to let happen to me what had happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't use drugs as a way to escape the world, drugs were simply my way to be thin, to fit into the world, to try to be what the world said I had to be. And I ended up having a massive heart attack. I ended up having a very drastic, massive heart attack, and I had a near-death experience. And
from that point, did you start to make a comeback, or did it take a little more than that?
Well, what ended up happening was is I had one of the very deep near-death experiences. I had the kind that, you know, people talk about all the time, that you're shown your life review and you get to relive your whole life from the time you were born into your mother until the time you died. You get to relive it, but you get to live it this time through all of the lives you affected. Mm-hmm. And then I was shown what my purpose is. I was shown why I'm here, and I was told that my purpose is to help people of all ages discover their own highest good and to be of service. And, you know, there's no greater feeling than to know that we don't have to worry, any of us, that all the right people show up at the right moment to help us move forward if we simply let go of the control.
And isn't that an amazing thing? Because I always tell people I do not believe in coincidence. Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen when it's time. But if you're not open and receptive to understanding that, you know, you really lose out on a lesson and wonderful people who could help guide you down the correct pathway as opposed to, you know, the incorrect way.
Well, exactly. And that's how eventually I ended up making my comeback into the industry. I took about 3 years away from the industry because at the time, you know, what had happened to me was just too deep for, you know, the people in the industry to relate to. And, of course, mm-hmm. you know, so people early on, you know, were like, oh, something horrible happened to her. But, you know, it was the best thing. I mean, like you said, I mean, it was growth beyond what I can share, you know, in a human position. But what I can say is that I took 3 years away and I got to know me. Mm-hmm. And I began to let go of all my own control mechanisms, all the things that I tried to control and all the parts of myself that I tried to, you know, to make better because everybody else said I had to be better. And I began to work on who I really was on the inside. And in about 2000, the near-death experience happened in 1997.
Okay.
And in about 2000, because I am open, and because I do listen to what's going on inside of me, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw myself making my comeback into the industry. And I was told that it was time for me to begin again. And so this time, go ahead.
I was going to say, from what I'm reading on your website, you won numerous competitions from that point forward.
I did. Well, and, you know, the other thing that happened to me is I started simple. You know, mm-hmm. and everybody says all the time, what did you do different than any other time in your life? Well, what I really did is I began to make changes only in today. So the first step I took was basically to set the intention that today was the only day that existed. And so if I set an intention to eat, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 meals a day, you know, is what we do in fitness when we're getting ready for shows,
right.
then I would focus only on the meal at hand. And so, you know, if I messed up at a meal, like let's say our 12 o'clock meal, you know, which was my intention to eat a particular type of meal, and I messed up, I no longer used it as an excuse to begin again tomorrow or the next day or the next week. What I did is I started a new self-talk conversation with myself. And so I would say to myself, every day and every way, I get better and better. And so I would move forward towards the next meal. And I would let go of the meal at 12 o'clock because that's the past. It no longer existed. I can't change the fact that I might have messed up. So I would move forward towards my next meal with gratitude.
And I think that's such a beautiful thing because a lot of times as a trainer, you know that that's one of the excuses you hear a lot from clients. Oh, well, I messed up, so they think everything's over. And it's not over. It's not about quitting. It's just about not continuing to do those same things. And your affirmation keeps moving you in a positive direction.
Well, the other thing, you know, that I think is so important, you know, is to recognize that balanced health is present right now. You know, we're so focused on, you know, the end result that we don't recognize that once we put our attention on balanced health right now, you know, and in going back to gratitude, you know, balanced health is always rooted in gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you know, my gratitude was, you know, towards my highest power, you know, and I tell people all the time because it's so easy to, you know, to share, you know, different methods or different words for using the word God. And for me, you know, it's higher power, the universe, God, our source. And so really that's what supported me along my path. And it was the willingness for me to support and to move forward towards balanced health that made a huge difference in how I handled and dealt with each day.
Wow. That's definitely a lesson for many to take on how they may be able to restructure their line of thinking as well, that it's not so much the end goal and the end result, but the journey along the way that's very, very important
right.
You know, personal growth.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you are one of the number one fitness motivators in the country. And you have a very unique style, as you've already explained. If you would tell us, what sets your program apart from the other programs that are out there? Because we know there are thousands and thousands of them that promise the latest, greatest, best. What do you feel sets your program apart from the others?
Well, because, I mean, I'll tell you what the greatest part about my program is I deal with all the emotional imbalances first. And I start to help people understand how the mind plays a role in creating their life. I mean, when I talked about simple and starting out simple, I mean, every single one of us can go out and exercise and we can diet. And I know that so many of us have done it over and over again. But unless we understand why we keep getting the same results over and over and why we have these certain emotional imbalances that, you know, trigger certain stimuli or trigger certain chain reactions, mm-hmm. then we're never going to be able to really change why we keep getting the same thing over and over. So I start out simple and I start to really just educate the person first. I start to share with them, you know, the fact that mind is everywhere, you know, and okay, so if we know that mind is everywhere, then we also know that we can think.
Right.
And I mean, so, you know, that is, wow, yeah, we can think and mind is everywhere, you know, I mean, how simple is that? Okay, so what does that mean? you know, because I get that all the time. People are like, well, okay, yeah, duh,
right?
You know? But, you know, I mean, the truth is that when you get into it, thought is creative, and it's energy-shaping ideas, and thought are desires, and it's those inner-shaping ideas and desires that create all our goals into form, every goal, weight loss,
mm-hmm.
fitness, whatever it is, any goal that we have. And so when it comes down to our body is done unto us as we believe.
Right.
I mean, do you understand that, you know, if we're thinking, then our body is done unto us as we believe according to how we think.
Right, and that's a parallel I can draw to a competition I did many years ago, and I remember part of it. You've done the Tri-Fitness competition as well.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Part of it is running across the balance beam, and I remember standing in front of it, and I kept saying out loud, I'm afraid I'm going to break my ankle. There's no way I'm going to slip and break my ankle. And Lori Ann Lloyd was there at the time, and she literally, and I had never met her or spoke with her before, she literally stopped training one of her teammates and looked at me and said, did you hear what you just told your body it's going to do? You just told yourself a negative thought that is actually what is going to happen only because that's what you feel and believe.
That's right.
And, you know, just like you said, your thoughts become actions and those become real.
Yeah. I mean, your body image and your condition is created by your thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is once we're aware of that, and once we can slowly start to shift our programming and shift our old way of thinking and our old limiting beliefs, then what we can do is we can direct our thinking. I mean, we can direct how our life is going to show up for us. And we can do that by thinking rightly. Isn't that amazing?
It absolutely is. And Sherry, I'm still on your website. This is a phenomenal site, by the way. And I'm looking at the part where it says, Sherry teaches people about choice, action, visualization, and discovering their inner beauty by beginning to live their dreams.
That's right. That's right. And I teach people that by, you know, going back into the mind. When we understand that how we think affects our life,
mm-hmm.
then very simply, mind responds to mind. So our mind is always responding, once again, to how we believe, to how the words we use, to what we put our attention on. So if our attention is on, you know, health and wellness and well-being and happiness, then we don't want to be using words, you know, like things that we are not and
right.
that we don't want to happen. We want to be using words that are all directing our thinking towards what we do want.
Absolutely. And Sherry, if you would touch on the subject of mental weightlessness.
Mental weight loss?
Yeah, well, being mentally weightless, like how your mind plays a role in creating your life.
Well, what happens when your mind creates a role, once again, I talk about starting out simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is we want to start out with simple tools that shift our mentality. And we want to do that by shifting our mentality out of the diet mentality, which is basically what I talked about before, which are all these, you know, restrictions and not good enough and not worthy and I've done it before and what makes, you know, things going to be different this time. And we want to shift that from a diet mentality into a balanced health mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, many people ask me once again, you know, well, how do I keep the weight off? You know, because, you know, I was once in the same place that they were and they can't keep it off. And I tell them, what I did was I shifted my thinking into love and commitment to my highest good. I shifted it completely in a direction that I was going to pursue my highest good. And so, you know, when I say that, I don't mean that I fool myself into thinking that I have something that anyone else doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, believe it or not, I do the work. So by learning to give myself love, I begin to learn to shift my attention away from what I don't want, and I shift it into the thinking of the opposite direction, once again, of what I do want. So
would you consider this the conscious or subconscious thought?
I'm changing. Well, what I'm doing is I'm shifting the subconscious thought, because the subconscious thought is what really needs to be healed. So
mm-hmm.
once again, you know, if we start to describe a little bit about the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
well, the logical part of us is the conscious mind. And we think that that has all the power. But believe it or not, 90% of our life is governed by our subconscious mind. So, you know, if 10% is governed by the conscious, so what, you know, basically what I'm saying here is that the conscious never wins. I mean, is that horrible or what? The conscious never wins.
Unbelievable.
I know. But the truth is that the subconscious mind controls 90% of our actions and our behaviors. So this is what we need to work on. We need to shift, you know, all the hurts and all the pains and so what the subconscious mind does is it pulls up all the memories of the past. It houses the sum total of everything that's ever happened in our lives. So if we were told, let's say we were told at 8 years old that we were fat, so many of us have a part of us that hasn't healed from being told we were fat at 9 years old.
And they continue to carry that around for the rest of their lives.
That's right. So when we attempt, you know, to lose weight or fitness, and we're struggling with shifting the old way of thinking, that comes up, and it sabotages us once again.
Mm-hmm.
It sabotages us. So what we want to do is we want to learn to, like I said before, we want to find new ways to talk to ourselves. And a lot of the ways that we need to do this is we need to learn to shift our old way of thinking into a new way of thinking. And what I do is I ask myself, okay, so, you know, what is life serving for me? So if it was food or you know, say, okay, so we'll talk about a diet. If I'm going to go and eat certain foods, I don't even call it a diet anymore. I don't even, you know, set all these tools, as, you know, for myself as far as, okay, well, I'm going to eat this meal this time, this meal this time. What I do is I constantly talk to myself about life-serving foods. So once again, I shift myself out of the diet mentality and into the balanced health mentality. So when I open up the refrigerator door, what I do is I ask myself, okay, so what in here is life-serving? So, you know, am I going to eat a tuna sandwich, or am I going to eat a salad, or am I going to eat a fruit? Is this life-serving? Is this going to give me more energy and balanced health and stretch out, you know, the energy I have for longer periods of time? And what's going to be said to me, I know for a fact, is yes, absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that I always tell my clients. Our body has an inner intelligence, and it knows and answers the truth, and that lies within us. So it's always saying to us, yes, to our innermost truth, and that represents love for ourselves, whole health, and a perfect life. So if we remember this, if we remember that by asking ourselves, is this life serving? We're going to know that our best and highest good is always being spoken in return, if we're open to that.
Right, and that's the key, being open and receptive and willing to take that initiative.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, think about this for a second. We're a society that's been taught to search for answers outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we've been taught to search for answers outside of ourselves, then you know, we are always struggling with weight loss and exercise out there in the weight loss industry, because we're looking for, you know, solutions, you know, out there in a $40 billion industry that's playing on our emotions. And it's capitalizing.
Instead of looking inward.
Well, exactly. It's capitalizing on obesity and diets and exercise. And if diets, you know, had worked, most of us wouldn't be where we were today.
Exactly.
I hurt for people sometimes, and I've had to be careful of this, you know, because I've been in most people's shoes. But what really changed for me is I learned to shift my consciousness. And I shifted it, like I described earlier, I shifted it out of what I had learned in society, and I moved it into a direction of a balanced health and whole health and perfect health, instead of degrading myself, instead of making myself believe that I wasn't worthy and deserving, I changed my attitude and my behavior, and I changed the words I used with myself.
And that obviously has been very successful for you. You are absolutely stunning. You are someone that many women from all walks of life can look at and definitely try to attain, not only your physical makeup, but also your inner makeup as well. So pass off to you.
Oh, you know what? I thank you so much. I mean, because I really enjoy sharing this with people. I mean, I love being able to sit here and say to you, Elaine, I love myself. I mm-hmm. love the current me, and I love where I'm at right now, because I know that right now I'm moving towards my highest good one day at a time.
Right. And that's the key, always moving toward that. And
absolutely.
Not getting distracted. And, you know, we all have detours in our lives, but it's a matter of whether we recognize that as a detour and get back on the rails to go the way we're supposed to go, or using that as a way to get rerouted. And a lot of times we get rerouted in the opposite direction of where we first intended to go.
Oh, absolutely. I ask myself all the time, you know, one of the things I share also is about the wheel. And a lot of people don't realize that the wheel is only an aid to continue to reach for a higher thought, to reach for a more positive thought. Because most of us, we are so taught to, you know, feel down and depressed or discouraged or frustrated when something shows up in our life that, you know, isn't what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people, you know, what we need to learn to do is use our will to reach for a higher thought. And one of the things I say to myself all the time, so what do you want? So what do you want? You know?
Right.
Because if I mean, by training myself to ask myself, so what do you want? I'm no longer putting my attention on all the don't wants, and I'm not putting my attention on all the not enoughs. So what do I want? Okay, so I want a great relationship. So I want, you know, a healthy body with every cell in my body functioning and flowing in perfect health. I want to be an example to other people. You know, I want to live in harmony and prosperity and be a good parent to my children and be an example to my children.
Right. And that's such a wonderful tool, asking yourself what you do want. Not what you don't want. Because a lot of times when you ask somebody, you know, well, what do you want? What are you looking for? They'll tell you everything they don't want.
That's right.
And never get to the point of what it is that they actually do want.
That's right. That's right.
And you have given us so many examples and, you know, sharing your story and everything. And there's so much to pull from this interview tonight. But if you could, what would be the biggest advice you could share with our audience that helped you the most out of everything you've been through, your struggles, your triumphs, you know, the tragedies, everything? What would you say was one key ingredient?
My key ingredient, believe it or not, was to rely on the source within me. By relying on the source within me and letting go of any worries or frustrations or, you know, any lack or scarcity, anything that was not for my highest good, it began to move me forward in a direction where I would attract all the tools that I needed, whether it was people, somebody who had a solution to, you know, an exercise technique that was going to get me the best results without having to spend a lot of time doing it, or it was somebody who, you know, had a motivating thing to say to me. By learning to let go and to allow my source to guide me on my path, what it did was just like I said, I was told in the light. The right people began to show up at the right moment to help me move forward. And life became exciting. I mean, life became fun and joyous because I started to literally have all the dreams and all the things that I did want start to show up in my life. And they start to show up naturally without having to work or beat myself up or fight to get them.
Right. And as you say that the key ingredient was looking at the source within, I'm reading once again on your website a quote from you, Sherry. It says, take a look inside yourself and you will see me. You will see God. And if you listen, as I did, you'll know that it is possible to begin again, to win, and to be free.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Each one of us is part of each other. Mm-hmm. And when we begin to open ourselves up to the realization that I am you and you are me, and we are truly one. You know, I tell my friends, I tell everybody that is open to it, that, you know, the universe couldn't exist without each and every one of us. Each and every one of us is unique and special. And the universe wants us to win. Our source, our highest power, that presence within us wants us to win, wants us to reach our highest good. And it is saying yes to us as long as we're willing to let go of what does not serve us. I know that negativity doesn't serve me, and so many of us have programmed ourselves to look at, you know, things negatively. But as we begin to shift our old limiting beliefs away from the don't wants and begin to put our attention completely on what we do want. And here's the key. Feel who it is you wish and desire to be. And be that right now. And expect your highest good. Expect it.
Wow. You said so many wonderful things this evening. And unfortunately, our show is coming toward an end. If you would, Sherry, again, get out the address of your website and all your contact information. And thereafter, if you would, let us know who you would like to thank out there. I'm sure there are plenty of people who have influenced you along the way, and anyone that you would like to make mention of.
Okay. Once again, my website address is www.sherrygideonsonline.com. Once again, if you're interested in booking and speaking engagements with me, you can contact Sports Celebrity Marketing at www.sportscelebs.com. The president is Paul Cartwright, and his number is 954-330-6362. For super weight loss products, you can check my website at www.applepatchdiet.com/SG93999. And for my spectacular online personal training, you can reach me at www.fitnessgenerator.com/Sherry Gideons. And yes, there are several people that have influenced me and have helped me to reach my highest good and continue to reach my highest good. And one of the very first people that has been so influential in my life was one of the men on the movie The Secret. Reverend Michael Beckwith was my very first mentor. I met him shortly after I had my near-death experience, and he had a profound way of, you know, helping me to see the special Sherry on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the next person that really, really made a huge difference in my life was a man that helped me considerably. I didn't mention today that, you know, I had several different avenues of adversity that I needed to overcome, but I ended up homeless on the streets for a while. And during that time, I learned that, you know, one of the most special things we can do for each other is to learn to give of ourselves freely without expecting, and that love is all there is. And the man that really helped me during this time was a man by the name of Larry LeBry. And in different interviews I've had, I've always said, you know, what a special man Larry was, because Larry had a near-death experience in Vietnam. And he really helped me considerably during this period of my life. And I'd like to thank another one of my greatest mentors. Her name is Reverend Christine Jeffers. Reverend Christine Jeffers, you know, took me through a lot of the laws of attraction classes that I've had over the last 11 years. And she really influenced me into understanding the way the laws of nature work and how each one of us can can move and operate within the laws and have anything that we choose. And I'd like to thank my husband, because my husband has, you know, been there for me for a lot of different, you know, things that I've been through over the years. And of course, my children. My children, I had another massive heart attack delivering twins about 4 years ago. And they told me I was going to die in a year, and that I was going to need a heart transplant, and that I'd never exercise again. And because
wow.
I understand these laws, I understand these laws of nature and the law of attraction, I turned completely away from that ultimatum. And I said, you know what? I am whole, perfect, and complete, just like I said earlier, to the degree that I believe. And I believe that I have within me the capacity to be whole, perfect, and complete. And those are the words that I used with myself for many years. And about a year and a half ago, after being on medication for about 3 years, my doctor called me and he says, listen, he says, whatever you've done, he says, you're the most amazing person I've ever met in my life. He says, guess what? He says, your medicine is actually harming you rather than helping you, and you are healed, young lady.
Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely fabulous.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. Sherry, I have thoroughly enjoyed our interview this evening. I look
thank
forward
you.
To speaking you, with you again, hopefully in the near future, as you keep us updated and posted as to the wonderful happenings that are going on in your life.
Well, I appreciate you having me here tonight, Elaine. I mean, it's been a pleasure, and I have really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Again, thank you so much, and you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. This is Elaine Seth, your host for tonight, saying good night. And until next time, keep your mind right, your heart true, your head up, and live your dream. Good night.